privilege of your world.
Yes, sir.
And may your kingdom be what wakes us up and lays us down.
FM 90.3 WJTL, Toby Mac, Kirk Franklin, Mandisa, Lose My Soul, The Swift, before that with I Need You. Good morning, it's 7:20.
Weather-wise today, drizzle and light rain possible. Pretty much an overcast day coming your way today, high 64. Low 52 tonight, a chance of light rain. Then clouds and showers tomorrow, high 65. 76 for the high on Saturday. So getting warmer, mostly cloudy. Just a very slight chance of rain. Mostly sunny and 80 for Sunday. Right now, it's overcast and 60.
Our very special guest today is author J.P. Robinson. Good morning to you, J.P.
Good morning.
Great to have you
here. Great to be here.
You've written your very first book. How exciting is that?
I am totally thrilled.
Tell us about it. What's the name of it?
It's called Twice Born. It's the first in a trilogy, and the trilogy is called Secrets of Versailles. And Versailles is a huge castle, monument, museum in France, and it's the center of French history for about a good 100 years or more. So I've written two of the three novels that will comprise this trilogy, and I am so excited to announce that the first one, Twice Born, will be launched at Rachel's Creperie on Saturday from 12 to 2.
Hey, that's pretty awesome. So folks can come meet you.
Absolutely.
Get your book.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Book will be available there. It's also will be available on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. It's an amazing story that's got a lot of power behind it. And there's a great story behind the story, which yeah. I'm happy to share.
Tell us a little bit about the story behind the story, then we'll talk more about the book.
All right. So the story behind the story is basically this. You know, I think that we as Christians need to remember that God is in the details of our lives. He works down, has a plan that sometimes we can't see. For many years, I was a teacher teaching French history in the public school setting. And as you know, we can imagine, there came a point where my district decided to put me in a position where I had to basically choose between my faith and my job. And I hate to say that, but that's kind of what happened. And I think that we need to also remember as Christians that when we do whatever God wants, He's going to work it out in a way that's going to be good for us. So I chose to stick with my faith and do what I believed in my heart was right. And following that, I was kind of sitting at home saying, Lord, where do I go from here? What do you want? What's your plan? And God was good. He gave me another French teaching position. I'm teaching online, which I'm really happy to do. But I also had a little more time now to actually begin to do something that I had wanted to do for years and never had the opportunity.
Yeah.
I was able to write a book.
Yeah.
So the thought struck me, you know, why not use your knowledge of French and use what you've been teaching all these years and actually create a story that will glorify God, encourage other people, and help them realize that God is working in a way that they cannot see. And that's kind of the story behind Twice Born.
That's cool. How did you get interested in French history?
Well, in French history, I've taught it for many years, and I have strong connections to the French community, both here and abroad in Europe and Canada and different places. And it's always been something that's really intrigued me. I'm a history lover, I have to say.
Yeah, and yeah, that's cool.
So what I did was I wound my love of history with my love of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And got a great story that really just has excited a lot of readers and pre-readers, etc. And this awesome story, Twice Born, was born.
So tell us about Twice Born. Give us the synopsis of what it's all about.
Okay, well, Twice Born has many different religious themes that connect with a lot of different people. We have a teen who's kind of on the point of rebellion, kind of wondering, you know, is this life of serving God the way that what I really want to do? She's kind of looking for more in life. Twice Born has a parent who is praying for their prodigal child, who looks like they're kind of going away. It's set in the time of monarchs and kings, where there's this absolute ruler, King Louis the 14th, who is ruling over France and about to wage war and take his country in a whole different direction. So we have themes of love, we have themes of romance, we have themes of heartbreak. We've got all these kind of sub-themes that are woven together around this bigger theme of God is working in a way that you cannot see. So there's something for everyone in there, something that everyone can connect to. And I really believe that Twice Born is kind of, it has a spiritual message that's encased in this bigger pillow, if you want to call it, of
yeah.
romance, intrigue, and faith.
Yeah.
And the end, it's just explosive.
It's and you get to go story. Back to France and get to experience the history.
Absolutely. I spent hours, maybe about 100 hours or more, doing a lot of detailed research to try and recreate the picture. So
yeah.
modern readers can connect to it, but can also see France the way it was.
Yeah, that's very cool. So you're going to be at Rachel's Creperie this Saturday.
That is correct.
And what's this Twitter game you were telling me about? I don't quite get what that is.
I'm calling it Le Grand Concours, which in French means the Great Contest.
Oh.
And basically what that means is everyone that comes to Rachel's Crêperie on that day, they can, I'll give them a list of trivia questions about Versailles.
Yeah.
They get to tweet their answer. And right or wrong, they do get what we call a Twitter point.
Okay.
So they get to tweet their answer, but if they do get the answer right, they get 5 points, versus if they get the answer wrong, they get 1 point. Whoever at the end of that period, at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, whoever has the most Twitter points wins a $10 gift card to Rachel's Crêperie. And we're going to have three winners, so we're really excited about this.
But Lisa, you were at Versailles for real. You should go play the trivia.
It was 1993, so I think I need to go.
It hasn't changed too much in that time.
I was going to say, it's not like America where things change so quickly, right? So JP is with us. JP Robinson is an author. He's written his very first book, Twice Born, Secrets of Versailles, book one of three. It is available Amazon. It's available online.
Barnes and Noble. My website, jprobinsonbooks.com, everywhere.
And this Saturday, we invite you out to Rachel's Crêperie. He's going to be there doing a book signing. He's going to be there from noon till
2 o'clock p.m.
Great. And you can stop by and see him as well. And can you get all the info about where you're going to be and where your books are available at your website?
Absolutely. My website, jprobinsonbooks.com, has all the information there as well.
Because then coming up in November, you're going to be at Barnes & Noble locally too.
Correct. From 2 to 4 on the Barnes & Noble on Fruitville Pike.
So jprobinsonbooks.com is the spot. Get all the info about Twice Born and where JP is going to be. We'll talk more with JP coming up in just a bit. Jason Castro coming our way with more